Item 4, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to implement a 2014 foreclosure mitigation initiative using $837,693.75 of the 2014 Economic Development Fund.
All right, and this is a proposal coming to us from the administration. We do have it agended so that the committee can hear the proposal, and then we will have an explanation first as to what the proposal is. I would also like you to report. We've had two items now from the Economic Development Fund. So if you could just kind of tell us what we have, what we've already spent, what's left, so we get that full picture. And after the explanation, then we will have questions from committee, because I know this is the first time we're seeing this.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members of the committee. On the note about sort of the fiscal impact of all of this, the three proposals that you have before you are set so that they do not exceed the 25% expected economic development fund. So the three of them together total the $1.4 million that is expected from those payments. They are also structured in a way, and I appreciate the advice of board staff and otherwise, so that the expenditures are not made until those funds are in hand. So we are not pre-spending this revenue. So of the major issues that are impacting economic development throughout Milwaukee County is the issue of foreclosures. They are a drain on the economy because they are not creating tax base, they are not productive in the economic cycle, and they pose a threat to neighborhoods where these foreclosures exist. And this problem is countywide, and we included this graph in the report that you also have, which shows the fiscal impact of the projected lost tax base. That's the blue line that you have there, that in 2007, when foreclosures were very low throughout the county, there was very little fiscal impact. But now that number of foreclosures is much higher, the lost revenue on that is almost $3 million annually going into 2014. Together with that is the direct service cost that are related to securing those properties, marketing those properties, brokerage on those properties, changing locks on those properties, et cetera, which brings that total to over $3.6 million annually for taxpayers throughout Milwaukee County. Now, there is a technical difference that most of you are aware of I just want to make sure we're on the same page, is that although tax foreclosures are throughout the entire county and go through the same court process here at the courthouse, the city of Milwaukee handles theirs internally, and we handle the process for all of the other municipalities within inside Milwaukee County. So the impact that you have here is countywide, which includes all of the municipalities, including the city of Milwaukee. Just to give some illustrations of how this might work and why it is a sound investment, and the investment that we're asking to be made is just over $800,000 of the Economic Development Fund would be used to establish a foreclosure mitigation initiative for 2014, where anyone taking over a foreclosure, a municipal foreclosure, throughout the county would have access to a $20,000 0% loan per unit payable over a 15-year time period. So it is a loan, not a grant. And if you look at a couple of example properties that are near other county assets, for example, these happen to be near county parks. There's an actual foreclosure on 504 West Burleigh. Of course, it has an existing assessment of zero, but the neighboring assessment is of $37,900, which means if there is somebody that's able to take over that foreclosure with these resources, then they're able to get that assessment up, presumably to what the neighbors would be, and that existing tax loss of $1,100 per year can now be regained by property taxpayers throughout the county, which is a value of over $22,000 over that 30-year period. Why is that a little lower? If you take 1,100 times 30, you actually get to 33,000. Well, we discount that based on the present value of it. So the illustration here is that a $20,000 loan investment has a long-term impact of over $22,000, even in some of the areas that are of the lowest assessed values. If you look at other areas throughout the county where the neighboring assessments are much higher, for example, $89,200, we're losing, as county taxpayers, $2,600 annually. So again, with a modest $20,000 per unit investment, we are able to yield that double-fold over the life of getting that back on the property tax rolls. So it makes good fiscal sense to do it in this manner. We determined the $20,000 per unit because based out of some data coming out of the city of Milwaukee, the expected average rehab cost of the each unit is about $40,000, and so our $20,000 is essentially a match for other resources, whether that's grant funds coming from municipalities, whether it's developer equity, whether it's homeowner equity, whatever the case may be. We have a particularly acute problem inside Milwaukee County, so just wanted to update you on this as well. These are the foreclosures that we have taken annually, and after a significant number of years where the number was 15 or less, we are projecting a total foreclosures of 63 by the end of this month, so by the close of 2013. So this is an issue throughout the county and even within our own department as we look to market foreclosures and get them back into the market. So again, a $20,000 per unit, 0% loan payable after 15 years. When that money comes back, it will be recycled into a revolving loan fund. The requirement is that the homeowner that utilized this resource or a developer that has tenants or landlord that has tenants, it has to have some nexus to a county service, a referral from a county department, a referral from Veteran Services, a referral from Disability Service, a referral through the Housing Division and the programming that they, the wraparound programming that they provide. So that will be the target market to make sure that we continue to implement the county's mission of serving county residents and also address the foreclosure issue throughout the county.
The one thing I asked you to address is the fund, the Economic Development Fund. How much is in it? We just approved $170,000. Your request is for 800 some thousand. If you, can you do that? Can you give us where we are and if we spend those things where we will be?
Absolutely. So the committee recommended for approval $170,000 of the expected $1.4 million. The resolution before you today is for an additional $837,693.75. The reason that number is that way is because we wanted to maximize the entire economic development fund. So you have $1.4 million and some change. We're asking for $400,000 in the next resolution, $170,000 of the previous resolution. So the balance of that fund is that $837,000 number.
So it would be totally spent?
It would be totally spent through these three items. The 2014 Economic Development Fund would be totally spent by these three items. And the timing of it, if approved this board cycle, would give us in the Housing Division the ability to develop the administrative infrastructure and documents we need to hit the ground running as of February of 2014, which is the intent of trying to get these to you as quickly as possible. We'd like to go into 2014 knowing what our programming is so that we can be implementing it, not trying to design it.
And the only other piece I think that we still need to flesh out a little bit is the fact that the city of Milwaukee does their own foreclosures while the county does for all of the remaining municipalities. The county, as I understand it, pays the property taxes to those municipalities and also charges, I believe, 18% on all assessments, et cetera. And that 18%, which is very high in this market, is then kept kept by Milwaukee County. I believe one of the reasons Milwaukee County does it themselves, first of all, they are in control then of the foreclosures that take place in their city, but they also are able to charge that relatively high interest rate and recoup it within the city of Milwaukee rather than in the county. Is that a fair statement?
That is a fair statement. Of course, when it comes time that the properties are actually foreclosed, nobody's earning 18% because it means somebody has defaulted on it. And so I appreciate you raising the point. And to be clear, the actual process of acquiring the properties for foreclosure and the disposition of them will stay the same. Nothing is changing there. What's changing is that any foreclosure throughout the county, we are bringing county resources to the table through our land sales proceeds, not through the 18% that we collect, to try to impact this issue countywide. Because, of course, if it's off the property tax rolls, whether that's in, you know, a suburban municipality or in the city of Milwaukee, that's lost revenue for the county. We really want to do what we can to support all of our municipalities in resolving what is a economic development but also a neighborhood issue for those of us that have foreclosures on our blocks. We know what impact that can have on our quality of life.
And land sales, for the most part, include the county grounds and some of the other major pieces that county government owns, but it can include properties that the county itself forecloses on.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Which is the city of Milwaukee, to the extent they have their own land sales fund, could also address this issue completely separate from county government.
Madam Chairman, that's absolutely right. I mean, I think we are very unique in our role that in economic development, that the major primary benefit that we bring to the table is our land sales. We have an inventory of land that we use for funding workforce development, funding, you know, more efficiency, funding foreclosure addressing. I don't know that any of our municipalities maintain the same level of or volume or value of land that we do. So it's something that we can do to support all of our municipalities.
Possibly with the exception of the city of Milwaukee.
Madam Chairman, that's a policy decision for you all. I think the biggest issue in foreclosures and the threat to the county tax base is in the city of Milwaukee. I mean, you're talking about a difference between us taking on 63 foreclosures outside of that and 1,000 within the city of Milwaukee, each of which are not on the county tax base. There are other elements to this as well, is that part of the training or workforce component is that on these foreclosures, there would be a workforce element that a portion of the project cost would be for our workforce partners that are training low-skilled and low-income workers on these projects, which has, again, been a historical mission as well. So I would hate to see the area with the biggest need exempted from this issue. If you look at the market side of things, too, we don't know because we've never taken on 60 at one time, but our suburban foreclosures tend to sell very quickly without much assistance, and so we may not have as strong of need. The third component to that is we have Jim Matthew from the Housing Division, which we receive significant federal resources that can only be spent outside of the city of Milwaukee, West Allis, and Wauwatosa. So we do have existing resources. So currently, if someone knocked on our door today and said, I'd like to take on a foreclosure in a suburban community, we could help them right now with the resources that we have. And we don't have that for our residents that are in Milwaukee, the city.
Just to be clear, I'm not suggesting an exception, but the information needs to be complete. And if we're going to talk about HUD funding, City of Milwaukee gets their own HUD funding as well. So I just think when you present things to the committee, we need all the information, not just perhaps the administration's point of view. So thank you. Members, let's start with Supervisor Rainey and then Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Smith, what resources does the county currently offer homeowners who may be experiencing a tax foreclosure?
Madam Chairwoman, Supervisor Rainey, inside the city of Milwaukee and Wauwatosa and West Allis, our resources are very, very limited. For example, we cannot use some of our CDBG funds and others to help in those areas. Outside of that boundary, and with some exceptions, we do have a housing division, and Jim Matthew is here, and he can comment on some of those that apply generally to all real estate developers.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Rainey, we do offer an emergency home repair program that's funded mostly through CDBG dollars. So that is for lower income individuals that do own homes that have to do significant rehab. It's usually around safety issues. It could be a roof. It could be a furnace. some of the more big-ticket items. We do that loan right now, and that is why we're really excited to work with Teague on this project, because we already do those loans, and we can mold this right into our existing program. So that's really the only way we can help homeowners right now is through that type of funding. But, again, we cannot use that within the city of Milwaukee.
So for a homeowner who may be experiencing the tax foreclosure, they're current with their mortgage, but they're behind on their taxes. Milwaukee County does not offer any remedy at all whatsoever to assist them.
Currently, and this may be better question for the treasurer's office, because by the time these foreclosures, you can see the graph. I mean, the people that are being foreclosed on in 2013 have had several years of back taxes. We don't have the data to know whether they're up on their mortgage and just simply behind on their taxes.
I know from experience that does occur, that a homeowner could have a home completely paid off and they're behind on taxes.
It absolutely, Supervisor, could occur. We don't have that level of data. It'd be difficult for us to do that because the information about being paid off on a mortgage or current on a mortgage is not public information. And we'd have to address that in the process of the disposition of those 63 foreclosures. Based on anecdotal evidence, I don't expect that to be the case in any of the foreclosures we're taking, but it certainly could happen. But I just don't know how big of an issue it is.
Well, I think Supervisor Rainey is asking.
When you say
foreclosure, it's a legal action, and it's a civil action, and there is no right to an attorney. Although we do have, there was a provision through our volunteer bar to give some counseling in a foreclosure, and there's also Legal Aid Society, which has contracts with Milwaukee County. If you meet their poverty guidelines, they can also provide some legal services. But those kinds of services are pretty much available outside of Milwaukee County.
So it wouldn't make any sense to give consideration to making resources out of this $800,000 available to homeowners to maintain home ownership? That doesn't make any sense.
Chairman and Supervisors, there are lots of potentials for economic development funds to be utilized. Our primary interest in the economic development side of things is making sure that things remain on the tax base and also offer an opportunity for workforce development. There are outside agencies, including Select Milwaukee, Axe Housing, HRI Housing, that do offer assistance using federal funds to offer assistance to existing homeowners under foreclosure. And so we have meetings scheduled with all of those entities to see how that we can continue to support their mission as well. This is our first step into the foreclosure issue, and so I think it's a step in the right direction. It doesn't foreclose the opportunity for doing other things. So we will try to gather the data to see how many of those 60 foreclosures are a circumstance that you mentioned.
Well, I appreciate to hear that you guys are working with HUD-approved post-purchase counseling agencies. Before we just begin selling, you know, these homeowners' property, I just wanted to make sure that you guys have given consideration to potentially establishing some type of resource to assist those experiencing the tax foreclosure. If these in particular happen to be many years behind, you know, maybe, you know, we can assist those who might fall behind the first couple of years. I think that'd be a proactive approach. Appreciate it.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Kind of going back to the different possibilities where they use the money now, you know, we've established that the real estate property, the $170,000 we spent, is a good deal. And I think certainly, you know, this is a lot of money, but I guess I have more questions on the foreclosure. I think this is rather new. The workforce development, I think, you know, I'm really sold on that idea too. So I think the ideas are good. I guess, you know, we've asked all the departments to kind of prioritize. So you prioritize because we're using up all the money we have, okay? So are you convinced, I guess you are, but I'd like you to convince me a little more, especially on the foreclosure, something that seems to make a lot of sense, but there, you know, there are so many needs that we have, and even when we do the foreclosure, we're doing about 50% of the possibilities we can do it. Does that mean we're committing ourselves to keep doing this year by year too? So I like what's going on here, but I just, you know, I don't have the whole picture here. Are there other things that you did look at? you know, we have so many needs in different areas, some of the questions are raised right here, and we don't want to, you know, duplicate other services also. And we like to give some seed money. I like the $20,000 idea because you got to get $20,000 somewhere else. So I always like those ideas. So I like what's going on, but I guess I want to be kind of reassured from your perspective, or how, what depth have you gone into looking at other needs and priorities, and why, again, these would be the top ones to come to us for, since we're spending all our money. So I want to make sure we're spending it the best way possible here. It seems to, but I'd like some reassurance, I guess. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chairwoman and Supervisor, yes, absolutely. We have looked at other possibilities, and among the set of good ideas, one of the important considerations is what do we have the infrastructure to implement quickly and effectively, and continue to support other county missions. Economic development is one of our missions, but things work best when we're partnering between departments and we are partnering with members in the community. And so we have the Housing Division with a mission to support housing. If you look at the work that they have done in a supportive housing industry, utilizing essentially Park East funds previous to this, it was just fantastic what they've been able to do. And now they're expanding their mission to serve other departments throughout the county. They had a vision to do this. It works for economic development purposes because it put things on the tax base and puts people to work. Although we are suggesting we allocate the entire 2014 fund, you guys have successfully created policy that renews that fund on a periodic basis. And so we want to hit the door running in 2014 so that we have programming implemented, we can measure it, and then as you're considering for the 2015 cycle, and several of you have suggested other ideas which we're investigating, and we think the timing of that would be for the 2015 cycle. But we really, you know, our time period is short. The next board meeting is in February of next year. And so we want to be using these 2 months to get the administrative process, applications, procedures in place so that these are programs are implemented immediately in February, and then begin the discussions about how we tweak things for 2015.
I guess my quick follow-up would be I appreciate that answer. I need to have a chance to talk to the Economic Development Director here on these issues. And also the fact the, you know, that we can measure this and do see how it works and then prepare ourselves for 2015 budget, so there's a lot to be said here. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Matthew.
Madam Chair, if I could add something as well. We have had a lot of success doing supportive housing, mostly for Behavioral Health Division consumers, just short of 500 units since we started in 2008. I'd really like our division to start focusing on other departments as well. I think this will be a great opportunity for individuals in the county's family care program, in aging disability services division, folks that haven't had home ownership opportunities before. I really think we can merge a couple different funds, work with the city to get individuals in these programs potentially into their first home. So we're really excited to start working with other departments. And we just historically did a lot of work with BHD. We'd like to open it up to other departments in the next year or two.
How is this fund going to be held, and is it intended to last beyond just this next budget year?
Madam Chairman and Supervisors, so it's set up to be a revolving loan fund. So as payments come back through this entire 15-year process, they will be recycled into the program. Whether or not there will be additional capital funds invested by the county really is measured by the success of the program. And so that's why we've got performance measures in place to be able to measure that. And with all economic development programming, if we can prove a dedicated impact, we will make that argument internally in the administration and also for the board to continue to invest in effective programming.
So your department is going to administer this revolving loan fund?
The actual underwriting of the loans will be through the Housing Division. But we've developed a strong partnership with the Housing Division and the work that they're doing. So you can continue to hold me accountable as well, but you really have two departments working on this. One working on the larger macro question and how we connect to our municipalities and our partners, which is my role, and then the actual details of getting this into the hands within the policy set by the board is really left to the Housing Division.
So, this is 0%. I mean, you could ask for a small or minimus, if you would, interest payment to developers who are going to be receiving these funds. Was that considered?
Madam Chairwoman, it was considered. We really want to see that. I mean, if you look at this graph, we really want to see our foreclosure rates and then foreclosure rates throughout the county start to come down. We want this eventually to settle back down, you know, into this ballpark if you were to look out for the curve. If we are able to successfully impact that curve and start to bring that number down through 0% loans, then would be the time, once we're on that downward curve, to start to look at sort of slowing down that investment. It may very well be that the 0% loan isn't enough to make an impact on these transactions. And if that's the case, after sort of a six-month process, we'll be back to report that and ask for a tweak of the program at that point. But a 0% loan is a good place to start because it's not a grant, but also it's something attractive to actually incentivize people to take on municipal foreclosures.
Of course, you've got a graph here of the housing bubble, which I think is not, you're not going to typically find a graph like that of foreclosures on a long range. You know, if you started in the year 1960 and extended it way out, this is a blip.
Supervisor, you're absolutely right, although there's been, you know, sort of several cycles in this. I can remember growing up in the 80s in the same neighborhood I do now, and because of some of the savings and loan issues, we had that same spike in foreclosure, and then it was able to settle it down. And I would see it as when we have the spike of a problem, that's when we invest resources, and when the market starts to take care of these problems itself, that's when we kind of step back and let the market do its work.
All right. What is the committee's pleasure on this? Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I still have some questions so I can clarify, understand what this new plan is planning to do. Let's talk about that gap that this fund seeks to fulfill. There's a required 10% match, and where is it likely that these individuals that would buy these homes get those matches from?
Madam Chair, I'm the supervisor. It does require a dollar-for-dollar match by who's ever doing the project. So, for example, if there was a homeowner taking over foreclosure within the city of Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee has a grant program where they could receive up to a $20,000 grant. So they could have a $20,000 grant, a $20,000 loan, and have the project be completed. We talked about other resources that the county has that they use for the mission of supporting the housing division. Those resources could also be used to match for the loan fund. And, of course, developer or homeowner equity in a project could also count towards that match as well. And, again, I mentioned several housing partners, including Select Milwaukee, HRI, Axe Housing, all of which have access to both lenders and other partners to be able to help fill that gap. So a couple of transaction styles. One would be that our $20,000 is a second mortgage. So a homeowner would go and get a first mortgage from a bank of $20,000, and there are several lenders that are doing that. And then the remaining $20,000 would be a 0% loan from us. There are circumstances where we could be the first mortgage lender and provide the 0% loan, and then the remaining $20,000 could come from a city grant if it qualifies for those grants.
What about outside the city?
Outside the city, if you're looking at somebody that's, I think our last foreclosure, for example, sold for about $40,000 and used bank financing to purchase it, so that would qualify. I think not knowing the entire inventory of that 60, they tend to be higher value properties in municipalities and have been purchased by individuals that are able to get a first mortgage. So we would really be in a second mortgage position in those examples. Or if it does meet the mission of the housing division, there are other resources through CDBG, home funds, and other federal funds we receive to help fill that gap.
That we would be able to access and use on these properties?
Correct.
Does that program exist? on single family?
Yes, Madam Chair, Supervisor. The biggest example is our emergency home repair program. But again, we have to make sure that if some of these properties are in other municipalities outside the city, that we have to look at the individual's income as well as the market value on the homes. We are capped by HUD at certain market values in each jurisdiction of what we can help with. So depending on the individual makeup of the homeowner, we do have a program that could help now.
Mm-hmm. And I guess my other question is, what are the other things that are really causing these foreclosures to continue to grow that we aren't doing, other than the direct loans for these homes?
Well, there's two primary impacts on foreclosure. One is jobs. I mean, if people don't have jobs, they can't afford to pay the mortgage and taxes. So it's always critical that we focus on generating economic development and not getting in the way of market in producing that development. And I think with the workforce initiative, the efficiencies that we are able to create through the master property inventory, we're able to support larger economic development to bring up employment rates for all of Milwaukee County. The second issue, however, with foreclosures is, of course, foreclosures were used as, to create strange financing tools in the larger market. And so you had people that were purchasing properties, getting bank loans for properties at three or four times the value of the actual property. And that sort of house of cards falls in on itself. We've sort of cycled through that, we hope, and that has more to do with macro lending practices and really is the role of states and the federal government to regulate that, which they have come in and stepped to do that. So I would say we are able to fix that gap or contribute toward fixing that gap because on many of these properties, even after you improve them, and I think the example we gave in our report is that you could spend $80,000 on fixing a single-family home that's in really rough shape, and at the end of the day, it's only worth $40,000, which means you have a financial gap that needs to be filled by municipal partners. There's a reason that the market is not taking over these foreclosures, and it's because of that financial gap and access to credit. And so we are playing a partnership role in that. We're not able to do everything by ourselves. We do need, federal, state, nonprofit, for-profit, homeowners, everybody to partner in it. But we haven't been a partner in the past, and so this is our opportunity to step in and say we want to be a partner to help address this significant issue.
And I guess I'll piggyback off of Supervisor Rainey and looking at how do we diversify our approach on addressing these foreclosures. It seems that this is one opportunity and one approach that we can take, but I guess I fear spending 75-80% of the or a majority of the fund just on one approach seems a little short-sighted.
I can appreciate that perspective. We have talked with our partners out there to see what role we can play so that I think you have to look at instead of one entity diversifying their own role and sort of splitting their resources to make them more efficient, look at the larger coalition that's working on these issues. And so we have a coalition of partners, and one of the things that they are not able to provide is the access to that 0% either second loan or first mortgage loan. So even though our approach on foreclosure may be filling one particular purpose, the diversity that's out there we're contributing to, and ultimately it's important that we measure these programs and get something out there, measure it, and make sure it's effective so that you can make better policy decisions. Right now I can't give you any data about what's going to work and what's not going to work related to the county's involvement in foreclosures because we haven't been involved. And so now we have our first step into that arena so that we can measure the program, come back, and say, here are the other ideas that we're going to need to do to tweak this to address this issue.
And my last question, then I'll conclude, but my last question is about it supports about 30 properties?
Somewhere between 30 and 35. Not everybody will need the entire $20,000 allocation per unit. For example, if somebody just needs to do a total of $30,000 of rehab, they would only be eligible for $15,000 of this resource.
And is it required to be occupant, like the owner of that wants these funds to live at these properties?
It is not a requirement. If you look at the breadth of the housing that is supported by Milwaukee County, family care would be a primary example, that you will have many circumstances where the end occupant does not want to be responsible for taking care of a home, and they still need a safe, quality place to live. So the qualification is not owner-occupied, although that's eligibility. It's really, are they a client of and customer of Milwaukee County? Do you want to add anything?
Oh, sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, you could use supportive housing as an example as well of individuals. There might be a developer who might be able to take on 10, 15 of these foreclosures and use our supportive housing model we've been successful with. The end user would just be somebody with a disability who would either be a renter or be on Section 8 or Shelter Plus Care or something like that. So that's certainly a possibility with these funds also.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So it's per unit?
Yes,
20,000 per unit.
Yes, Madam Chair.
And it could include a large commercial development with 40 units. So that would be 20,000 for each of those 40 units?
There are no foreclosures in our inventory or the city's inventory. I could double check that with the city that would have that level of. So I don't think it's a possibility. Certainly not the intent of the administration to do that. But again, if we can effectively illustrate that this program works because we have, you know, a handful of homeowners or developers that are willing to take multiple units, that's exactly the desired outcome we want. We want as many foreclosures off of the market as possible and show that it's an effective program so that we can go garner more resources.
So a four-family, for example.
A four-family would qualify.
That is,
yes.
So it's four times 20.
Correct.
Weren't clear on that, I think. Supervisor Rainey, you had a question?
Mr. Mathey, you mentioned earlier that there's a cap per jurisdiction established by HUD. Is it possible you could provide the committee with that information related to each jurisdiction?
Sure, ma'am. Sure. So I could probably do that by the end of the day.
I appreciate it. Now, is this program set up for like a first-time home buyer incentive, or is this open to just any developer or just investor who is interested in buying property?
Madam Chairwoman and Supervisor, there are existing programs for first-time home buyers, so that's not a niche that, you know, we talk about the diversity of services. That's not a niche that we're stepping to at this point, and because we don't have the level of resources that other people do. I mean, if you look at what the City of Milwaukee is committed to their Strong Neighborhoods Initiative, they've committed $12 million, you know, towards this issue, and they can look at a broader range of options and grants and focusing it. We're working with a pot of $800,000 to be able to do that, so we need to make more effective use of our funds so that they're recycled through the system. So again, it doesn't foreclose that opportunity going forward, but what's really important is that we're part of that larger partnership and providing for a need rather than going it alone. But it's certainly something that I think it's important that we communicate to all of your constituents and otherwise that there is this coalition of housing resources working on it, and we can say this is what you can do with the county, but by the way, here's also the information of other resources that are available to you to make this happen, including first-time home buyer funds.
Absolutely. Doubling back to that issue related to the tax foreclosure, you mentioned the assistance available through community organizations, but this is a particular issue that those organizations do not address. They don't address tax foreclosures. They address foreclosures related to loans, you know, with the lenders and modifications. So again, you know, I think it's really critical that we give some consideration to establishing some type of program here in Milwaukee County that at least gives homeowners an opportunity to redeem their property before experiencing, you know, being someone who's a victim of this. Thank you, Madam Chair.
The only other point, I mean, this chart you have here on present value discount at over a 30-year period, I mean, that kind of follows the Chris Abele School of Budgeting, assuming there will be no increases in property taxes over that 30 years, which I think is probably an unlikely scenario in terms of inflation, et cetera. So I think you've kind of understated the return on investment income. I do like the fact that this is structured as a revolving loan. I mean, this might be the only time you ever need to put seed money in it. Do you know where the city of Milwaukee got the, is it $12 million that you're talking about dedicated to a foreclosure program in the city of Milwaukee?
Yeah, and I don't want to speak out of turn about what resource they used to do it, whether it was tax levy or what the case may be, but they announced a $12 million investment in their Strong Neighborhoods Fund, and we have been getting data from them and procedurally information from them as well, because they have developed data and infrastructure related to the issue that they've been faced with so that we can more effectively implement our own programming.
And you don't have any idea where they got that money?
I don't. I'd have to get back to you on that.
Mr. Matthew?
It's probably a mixture of grants and federal funds. You know, again, if they're using CDBG or home, they get a considerable amount more than we do. I mean, by the time we use our CDBG funds for at-large projects, we're talking $600,000 a year. You know, they get probably more than 10 times what we get.
Wasn't there a lawsuit that was settled in which City of Milwaukee got some funds? Could you get that information?
Yeah,
for us?
I can get that information. And what's important to remember, and even the, despite the city's tremendous investment in addressing this issue, it's not enough to address all of the foreclosures that are in that area. And we need, you know, all layers and communities, sort of all hands on deck to solve this.
And just to be clear, do we have a current list of tax foreclosure properties?
That the county maintains or that the city maintains?
That the county maintains.
We have a list that we get from the treasurer's office on an annual basis. Because that is not automated process, it is not efficient or as foolproof as we need it to be, which is the previous resolution that you passed is meant to address
right.
that issue.
I mean, we also get the status of the property report. I assume if we have taken a tax foreclosure property, it would be on that report, would it not?
Well, again, it's a legacy of different administrations. And so when we take over as an administration, we get the list that's previously given to us. There has yet to be an analysis to take all of this different departmental data to verify that list is 100% accurate. And so that's what we intend to do with the master property, real property inventory.
So we might have property out there we don't even know we own.
It's certainly a possibility. We don't expect that to be the case, but it's sort of an unknown that we need to shore up if we're going to commit to getting properties back on the tax base.
Committee's pleasure on this recommended resolution. Supervisor Schmidt.
I understand a couple of concerns, and I had some concerns too, but again, listening to that we can do something directly and really have an impact, I want to see this money have an impact. And we can also judge how the program does and make some adjustments for 2015 if needed. And so with all those considerations, I'm going to move for approval, Madam Chair.
All right. Any further discussion? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, for now, I guess I will be in the same light as Supervisor Schmidt and support this, but pay close attention to the impact and would like to receive updates from the department on the, since there is so much leeway for you to move in moving this program forward, just be able to be updated as a committee on the progress and where the impact is happening in the city or outside of the city of Milwaukee, too.
Well, we do weigh in if we're going to sell a property that we have actually taken
right.
as Milwaukee County. Will there be information forthcoming with regard to the loans you've made under this program? And I assume if it's the city of Milwaukee that's done the foreclosure, that won't come back to this board.
Correct.
Yes, you are correct in that assessment, Madam Chairwoman. We appreciate the flexibility to be reactive to this very complicated problem and understand that we need to be accountable for that. So you absolutely will get updates of where these funds are headed, the projects that are involved, regardless of whether they need to come back to approval or not. We want this program to be a success, and if there are issues, you will know about them just like everybody else, so that we can fix those issues, because I think we have a consensus on sort of policy and mission, and we'll work on the details, and you'll see the results. And if there needs to be a change in policy, you can make it at that point.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to updates, would they be quarterly, semi-annually? What do you envision?
Whatever the pleasure of the committee to, I think quarterly would probably suffice. I think that process has worked well with the workforce development investment that has been made by the county. I would expect probably that after the second quarter, we would be in a position to make a more thorough update rather than the first quarter. But I have no issue committing to quarterly updates.
Thank you.
All right. I think we've had a good discussion. Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion to approve item 4, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
All right. And we are moving on to item 4.